How my brothers and sisters.
Hello, 弟兄姐妹。
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't exactly know what "ma" means. But I just hear you say it, so I say it. I wanted to, before we get going, I wanted to thank everyone for taking care of our family.
在开始之前，我想谢谢我们大家关心我的家庭。
And you know, Ingrid. Oh, I didn't put the lapel. Yes. Ingrid sends her thanks to everyone.
牧师的妻子也是向大家献上感谢。
She is Ingrid is healing up pretty well.
她现在身体恢复得很好。
But the fact of the matter is that it's going to be a long road to recovery.
但是这一个恢复的过程还需要很长的时间。
We have been overwhelmed by your generosity and your care for our family.
特别的感受了大家的慷慨的帮助。
We continue to ask for your prayers for her healing.
我们继续的请求你们为她的恢复来祷告。
And I think I could say all those same things for my mother as well.
当然，我也可以为我的母亲发生了一些献上感谢。
As you probably know, my mom is now living with us.
你们知道牧师的母亲现在住在她的家里面。
And she had a stent put in her heart. She had some clogs around her heart.
因为她心脏那里有些栓塞，所以也做了一个手术。
And she is recovering nicely as well.
现在恢复的也非常好。
So all this to say that your prayers are being answered.
所以大家的祷告都得到了神的应许。
And we appreciate them very much.
我们也非常的感谢大家。
Our the message this morning comes from the book of Ephesians.
今天早上的经文来自于以弗所书。
This is the end of Paul's letter to the churches of Asia Minor.
这是保罗对小亚细亚教会的最后一封书信。
And maybe it seems a bit unusual for a Thanksgiving message.
可能作为感恩节的一篇信息有一点不太寻常。
But I see these things going together very well.
但是我也可以看到这感恩和这一封书信怎么样能够连接在一起。
A few weeks ago, I received an email from our elder Mark.
几周以前何长老寄给我一封邮件。
And elder Mark had written some of his reflections and experiences with Guillain-Barré's syndrome.
何长老也是关于他在得了这个格林巴利综合症以后有一些思考和见证写下来。
And there was a lot of encouragement there in his writings.
在他所写的内容中有很多的鼓励。
But one of the things that I think impressed me the most was this segment that he titled My Spiritual Reflection.
其中让我最印象最深的就是其中有一部分写到的是我的灵命的思考。
And although there was much for Elder Mark to be thankful for,
当然何长老有很多要感恩的。
Like people visiting him,
有很多人去看望他。
The doctors and the care that he received,
有医生来医治他。
And the answered prayers,
还有祷告得到应允。
But what I liked especially was that there was a need for him to write something on and reflect on the spiritual blessings as well.
但我更喜欢的还有一部分是他在灵命里面的感恩。
So this week we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving.
这一个星期我们要来庆祝感恩节。
And we'll be gathering together as a church on Friday to reflect on God's goodness and provisions for this past year.
我们星期五的时候也要聚在一起来为神给我们的供应和祝福来献上感谢。
And if you're anything like me, the first things that you will think of to be thankful for are probably the material blessings.
如果你像我一样呢，最先要感谢的就是物质上领受的祝福。
But the question is, how often though do we reflect on the important spiritual blessings that God has given us.
那还有一个问题就是，我们是否经常的为我们属灵上面得到的祝福来感谢神？
And today I'd like to focus on some spiritual blessings that we probably don't think of thanking God for.
那今天我来分享的一些就是我们属灵上的祝福，我们平时可能都没有想到要去为这些来献上感谢的。
And these blessings are commonly known as the armor of God.
这些祝福通常也被称为神的军装。
Just one point, we probably need to remember that Paul, while he's penning this letter, is under constant guard, and he's in prison.
我们也要记得，当保罗在写这一封书信的时候，他在监狱里面一直被士兵所看守着。
And he was forced to stare at the soldiers' armor day in and day out.
他每天从早到晚都不得不一直盯着这些士兵的装甲。
And I wonder if it helped him form this ideal picture of the armor needed by the Christians to battle with the forces of evil described in the previous verses.
那我在想，这是否也是让他有一个对于我们基督徒的一个完美的神的军装的一个景象？这个军装可以让我们用来在之前提到的与魔鬼作战。
And I think there's a pretty good possibility that he was inspired as he saw those soldiers.
我觉得很有可能是他看到士兵以后激发出来的，来写下这一段。
So there are six things that I would like to mention.
其中有我想来分享六点。
And we will go through them quickly.
我们很快的来看一下这六点。
And the first is the belt of truth.
第一个就是真理的腰带。
The belt of truth pictures this large leather belt that the Roman soldiers wore.
这个真理的腰带就是一个罗马的士兵会穿着的一个大的皮带。
And it had a few different uses.
有不同的功用。
It held other weapons and kept the outer garments in place.
它可以装武器，也可以束缚住军兵的外衣。
The belt would hold the soldier's clothing next to his body.
这个腰带可以让士兵的衣服紧贴在他们身上。
And this would assure the fact that he could move about freely, unencumbered in the midst of battle.
这个可以保证他在作战的时候可以自由的运动，不受约束。
The belt was also used to help support and strengthen the body.
这个腰带也可以用来支撑，还有增加身体的力量。
But the question is,
那问题是
，What is the belt of truth specifically for the Christian?
对于我们基督徒来说，那这一个真理的腰带意味着是什么
？Well, I think we first need to understand that Christ is the truth.
首先，我们知道基督是真理。
The truth which Paul has in mind is the divine saving truth or reality.
保罗在这里想到的真理是一个神圣的救恩的真理。
And that is Christ.
那就是基督。
To put on the belt of truth can be understood as accepting the objective truth of the Bible.
那来穿上这一个真理的腰带可以被理解为是接受圣经里面客观的真理。
And the subjectively choosing to follow what the scriptures say, with integrity.
而且同时在主观上全然的来跟随。
So truth here is used in a comprehensive sense.
所以在这里的真理是一个广泛的意义。
It denotes honesty.
它重点的强调的是诚实。
Denotes sincerity of profession in opposition to all things false and hypocritical.
是真诚的来抵挡一切的错误，还有一切的虚伪。
See, it's like this. Unless we practice the truth, the belt of truth is no use to us.
除非我们可以实践真理，否则这一个真理的腰带对于我们没有任何的用处。
And a good example of this would be David.
一个大卫王就是一个好的例子。
You know, David, King David lied about his sin for over a year, his sin with Bathsheba.
大卫与拔示巴犯罪以后，他隐藏了有一年多的时间。
And nothing went right for him.
所以这一年里面什么事情都不顺利。
And you can see this in Psalm 32 and Psalm 51.
你在诗篇32和51章的时候都可以读到。
It really tells us about the struggle he had with this sin in his life.
这些都告诉我们他在那里面的对于罪的挣扎。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
the truth of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the truth recorded in his word is a powerful thing.
这一个在我们的主耶稣基督里面的真理是一个非常有力量的。
See, we can be thankful for this belt of truth because it keeps us from being blown around with every wind of doctrine or philosophy in this world.
我们为这一个真理的带子来感恩，因为它可以帮助我们不被这个世俗的哲学还有教条小学而吹得随风乱飘。
It will keep us from being entangled by the affairs and trends of this life.
也可以帮助我们来阻挡在这一世的一些烦扰还有潮流的影响。
It helps us stand strong through the battles and trials of this world.
也可以帮助我们在这个世界上的征战在征战还有试炼之中可以站立的稳。
And Jesus says to, in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, and he says, that we should know the truth, which is him, and if we know the truth will set us free.
这也是耶稣基督在约翰福音八章三十一、三十二节里面说到，你们要晓得真理，真理必叫你得自由。
We will be unencumbered.
我们不会再受到这一个捆绑束缚。
Nothing will get in the way of our movement.
没有什么东西会影响我们的活动。
As we go into battle.
那这样我们就可以准备好进入战场。
The second piece of armor is the breastplate of righteousness.
第二个是公义的护心镜。
This piece of armor was made of metal plates or chains, and it covered the body from neck to waist.
这一个护心镜呢是用金属片或者是金属链所做的从头部到腰部来遮挡住我们的身体。
It covered both the front and the back.
在前面后面都可以对我们有保护。
It symbolizes the believer's righteousness in Christ.
这也是象征着是信徒们在基督里面的公义。
Do you remember what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21?
我们记不记得保罗在哥林多后书五章二十一节所写的。
For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
But the breastplate of righteousness also symbolizes the righteous life in Christ.
这一个同时也象征着在耶稣在基督里面的公义的生命。
So earlier in the letter to the Ephesians, Paul writes this.
在以弗所书稍早之前的时候，保罗写道
And put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So with the breastplate of righteousness, it is not just the righteousness of Christ, but it is also living the righteousness of Christ.
穿上这一个公义的护心镜，不只是穿上基督的公义，同时也是可以活出一个公义的生命来。
The Christian soldier is to strive after the very righteousness of Jesus Christ and to live righteously in this present world.
那基督的精兵都是要竭力的来在基督里面有这样的一个公义，并且可以在这一个世上将这个公义活出来。
But Satan is the accuser.
但是魔鬼是控告者。
And, but he cannot accuse the believer who is living a godly life in the power of the Spirit.
但他没有办法控告的是那一些借着圣灵的能力可以活在可以有一个圣洁生活的信徒。
See, the life that we live either strengthens us against Satan's attacks, or it makes it easier for him to defeat us.
我们所活的这个生命要么可以帮助我们能够有力量来抵挡魔鬼的攻击，要么就会让我们变得更容易被他攻击。
When Satan accuses the Christian, it is the righteousness of Christ that assures the believer of his salvation.
当魔鬼攻击信徒的时候，那是基督的公义，使我们有这样一个得救的确据。
But again, our positional righteousness in Christ without practical righteousness in our daily life only gives Satan opportunity to attack us.
但是如果我们只是站在基督的公义的这一端，却没有在我们每一天的生活里面活出这一个公义的时候，这样只能给魔鬼有更多的机会来攻击我们。
So brothers and sisters, we can be thankful for the righteousness of Christ.
所以我们可以为着基督的公义来献上感恩。
Because his righteousness has been applied to us.
因为他的公义也在我们的身上彰显。
And it's right for us to be thankful for this, no doubt.
那毫无疑问的，我们也应该为这个来献上感谢。
But when is the last time we were thankful for the opportunity to live righteously and stifle Satan?
但我们上一次是在什么时候为着我们有这样的一个机会来得到公义，这个公义并且可以使魔鬼窒息，为着这一些来献上感谢呢？
When's the last time we've been thankful for the power of the resurrection over the practice of sin in our own lives?
我们上一次是什么时候来为着复活的能力可以胜过罪与死亡来献上感谢？
Have we experienced victory in our lives recently?
我们最近有没有在生活里面得胜？
Have we thanked God for it?
我们有没有为此而感谢神？
The third armor is the sandals of the gospel.
第三个就是福音的鞋子。
The third piece of armor deals with footwear.
第三个是讲到鞋子的。
Now I know I have all the women's attention now.
现在所有的姐妹就开始注意这一部分了。
The imagery here suggests that while the evil age lasts, there are still powerful forces of evil that can pester and persecute Christians.
所以这里让我们看到的是在这一个邪恶的时代邪恶的力量还可以纠缠还有逼迫基督徒。
But Christians must be equipped to fend them off.
但是基督徒必须做好装备来抵挡这一切。
Now believers fight from a position of strength.
信徒从一个有力的角度来抵抗。
Because we are standing on high ground.
因为我们站在一个更高的一个平台上。
But we must never underestimate the power of the enemy.
但是我们绝对不可以低估敌人的势力。
In verse 15, Paul uses the word readiness.
在第十五节，保罗用到的“预备”这一个词。
And this word suggests a state of combat readiness.
这里讲到的是一个在战争的时候做好的预备。
Now, obviously, no one can stand firm without the proper footwear.
那如果没有一个合适的鞋子的话，没有人可以很舒服的站立住。
The Roman soldiers had sandals, and they were made with nails.On the bottom to grip the ground firmly, when it was slippery.
罗马的士兵的那一个鞋子下面都是有钉子来做成的，可以在很滑的地面上也可以站立得稳。
You've probably seen something similar to this.
你可能也看到过类似的东西。
If you happen to go home today and turn on a football game.
如果你今天回家看这个橄榄球赛
you know that the football players, they wear cleats.
你会看到这个橄榄球员腿上所穿的这个鞋子。
They go out on the field and they're ready for battle.
他们那一身装束都是可以作为 准备好要打仗的装束。
And especially those that line up right in front of each other.
尤其是在在球的最前线的一排一排站立的运动员。
Because they go crashing into one another.
因为他们要使劲的来冲撞对方。
And if they don't have those kind of like cleats on the bottom of their shoes, they will be pushed back.
如果鞋下面没有那一个金属钉的话，他们就会被推的推到后面很远。
For the sign of the Christian soldier is readiness.
对于基督徒来说，这样就是要有这样的预备。
A readiness to march and to bear witness to the gospel.
要这样预备好来去前进，来去为福音做见证。
Now, if you've been involved in this, you know that that's a war.
如果你经历过的话，你就知道这是一个战争。
If you've decided to talk to somebody about God, you may have, most likely, you will receive some pushback.
如果你去跟别人去分享神的时候，你就会遇到一些阻挡。
The world doesn't want to hear about a God that is righteous.
这个世界不想要听到一个公义的神的声音。
One that will punish sin.
这一个上帝是要惩罚罪的。
The world wants to hear about a God that accepts everything.
但是这一个世界想要听到的是一个全都包容的上帝。
That doesn't offend people.
不会去冒犯到人的上帝。
A God who accepts people and their sinful nature and calls them good.
这一个上帝要接受人所犯的罪，而且并且说这样犯罪是好的。
A God who changes with the times of the year or the times of and the ages.
这一个上帝会随着时代的变迁而改变。
Not one that is righteous forever.
他们并不想接受一个永恒的公义的上帝。
Not one who believes in a standard of right and wrong and sets that standard himself.
不愿意去接受这一个可以分开好与坏，并且自己能够实践出一个很好的标准的一个上帝。
Brothers and sisters, God has entrusted to us a message to bring to a hostile world.
弟兄姐妹，神使我们预备要对这样的一个敌对的世界来发出这样的一个信息。
And there will be pushback from that message.
在发出这样的信息的时候，就会受到一个抵挡的。
But it is a precious message.
但是这是一个非常宝贵的信息。
One which the world desperately needs to hear.
是这一个世界迫切的需要听到的信息。
He's given us a work to do.
他给我们有工作要做。
And Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us to implore you on Christ's behalf."Be reconciled to God.
保罗对为哥林多人所写的是，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一样，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
It's a tough message for a world that doesn't want to hear it.
对于这个世界来说，这是一个很难听的信息。
The question for us is, are we putting our sandals to good use?
那对于我们的问题就是，我们有没有穿好福音的鞋子来用好它？
You know, in the ancient world, it was customary.
那在古代的时候呢，这是一个习俗。
In some places, that a messenger would be sent to bring either bad news or good news.
那个时候呢，都是要靠这个人来做信使，来传递好的消息或者坏的消息。
And the bad thing is that if he was sent with bad news, often he would be killed for that.
如果他被派去发这个坏消息呢，他有的时候要被执行死刑。
So if it was bad news, then he would be burdened by the news that he was carrying, and he would be fearful of the treatment that he might expect.
如果是一个送坏消息的使者呢，他心里面就会有很沉重的负担，也会被这个坏消息导致他很恐惧、很紧张。
And as each city, they would post lookouts waiting for someone to come with a message. There was always messages coming back and forth.
那每一个城池呢，也会有很高的这一个瞭望塔，在这个塔上也有人可以看到这一些信使。
And those people that would look for the messenger to be coming, it almost became a science. They could tell by the way that he was running whether he had good news or bad news.
那这些在看在高处看望的人，看到信使的时候，已经特别的有经验，能够根据这一个人跑动的方式和速度来判断他是要来送一个好消息还是坏消息。
If the messenger was bringing good news of victory, his feet would be flying and there would be dust kicking up behind him.
如果是送好消息的人，这一个人就会脚步飞快啊，激起很多的尘土出来。
And then there would be this exuberance and excitement, people enthusiasm as they watched him running in.
然后看到这样跑的人，这些人也会心里面特别的高兴，要来庆祝。
And I think that's what Paul had in mind when he quoted from Isaiah 52. And he said, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
我想保罗在引用以赛亚书五十二章的时候也是想到了这样的一个场景。所以他说报福音传喜讯的他的脚踪何其佳美。
Are we making good use of our sandals, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有好好的来用我们这双鞋？
The fourth piece of armor is the shield of faith in God.
第四个神的军装神的军装是信德的藤牌。
The shield was a defensive part of the equipment for the soldier.
那这一个盾牌呢是一个士兵用作防守的一个武器。
One of the features of the Roman armies was a close quarter arrangement in which the soldiers would march against the city kind of side by side.
罗马军兵作战的一种方式，有的时候他的步兵会站成一排一点一点的推进来做一个近距离的作战。
And their shields weren't those small round shields that were used by the gladiators or by the knights in the medieval ages.
那他们所拿的那一个盾牌啊，可不是角斗士或者是中世纪的骑士拿的那种又小又圆的盾牌。
But they were shields that would block the body. They would be 6 or maybe even 8 feet tall.
它非常的大，大概有6到8尺高。
They would be 3 to 4 feet wide.
大概有3-4尺宽的一个盾牌。
And sometimes they would be made out of leather and a thick leather, and they would soak it in water.
有的时候这个盾牌上面是用皮做的，这一个皮呢也要在水里面浸泡过。
So as arrows were being shot at them, it would block them, but it wouldn't burn the leather. It would the water in the leather would extinguish the fiery arrows.
所以当有一个带火的箭射在这个盾牌上的时候，它不会射穿这一个盾牌，也不会让这个盾牌着火。
But they wouldn't just use those shields to march forward. They would also use them to put them overhead.
他们用这个盾牌不但是向前推进，也可以抵挡他们也可以保护他们的头部。
Because as they would march toward the city walls, people would be on top, just throwing everything they could at them and shooting arrows with flaming points at them.
因为当他们推进到一个城墙脚下的时候，在城墙上面就会有人或是扔一些物体，或者是来射带火的火箭。
And they would raise those shields above their heads.
他们会将盾牌举起过头。
Because of all the objects that are being thrown at them.
这样来保护从上面从上向下来打到他们的东西。
The shield that protects believers from Satan's attacks is the shield of faith, with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil.
那这一个保护我们不受魔鬼攻击的这样的一个藤牌，就是信德的藤牌，可以帮助我们来灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
Sometimes these flaming darts or arrows are fired by people's arrow tongues.
有的时候，这一些火箭啊，是人的恶毒的口舌。
Sometimes, the devil's arrows are temptations.Of selfishness, doubt, fear, and disappointment.
有的时候的恶者的火箭呢，是一个试探，是让我们变得自私，变得恐惧，变得忧虑，变得失望，绝望。
These are arrows that have been planned by the enemy to burn and destroy us.
那这些火箭都是敌人用来燃烧我们，还有摧毁我们的。
Sometimes Satan accuses believers of their sin and their unworthiness to belong to the kingdom of God.
有的时候魔鬼也会来控告人，来控告他们的罪，还有他们自己不值得去承受神的国。
And he does this not to lead us to repentance.
那他做这些呢，不是要我们来悔改，
but to lead us to despair.
而是要我们绝望。
So that we will be paralyzed and unable to function effectively as Christians.
我们在绝望之中就会瘫倒，就不能有效的来做一个基督徒。
The only answer we have to these attacks of Satan against our integrity is that we are justified by faith.
那对于面对魔鬼的这一些攻击我们品格的攻击的时候，我们唯一的答案就是我们因信而称义。
Our saving faith in Christ is the shield that protects us from the accusations of the enemy.
我们在基督里面相信的救恩就是一个盾牌，这个盾牌可以帮助我们抵挡恶者的控告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
we can be thankful for faith.
我们也可以为着这一个信德来感恩。
The faith that God has given us to rely on Him.
这一个信德是神给我们的，让我们可以来倚靠他。
To rely on him to quench and deflect the weapons that are thrown at us.
依赖着他来抵挡这一些攻击我们的武器。
When's the last time we thanked him for our faith?
我们上一次为着我们的信来感谢神是什么时候？
You know, Paul says that our faith has been given to us.
保罗说这信是算给我们的。
The fifth armor, piece of armor is the helmet of salvation.
第五个神的军装是救恩的头盔。
The helmet covers the head and the mind of the soldier.
头盔保护的是士兵的头脑。
The head, of course, was the core of the soldier's power to wage war.
那我们知道大脑作为一个士兵来讲是他去作战的一个核心。
His thinking ability was the most important factor in determining his victory or his defeat.
决定战争胜与败的关键的因素就是他所做出的头脑里面所做出的决定。
Therefore, the soldier needed a helmet to protect his head and his mind.
所以士兵也需要一个头盔来保护他的头脑。
The sign of a Christian soldier is a helmet of salvation or deliverance.
那作为一个基督徒的士兵，那他的头盔就是我们的救恩。
We must protect our minds and our thoughts.
我们必须要保护好我们的思想。
We must keep our thoughts on our leader.The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须把我们的思想、心思意念放在我们的主耶稣基督身上。
And in His objectives of reaching the world with the gospel.
也要放在他所给我们的使命目标，那就是要为这个世界来传扬福音。
You know, brothers and sisters, we've been really blessed to live in this country.
弟兄姐妹，我们活在这一个国家是被祝福的。
We live in a country where we can listen to news from a Christian perspective.
我们可以听到基督徒的媒体的报道新闻。
We can listen to Christian music.
可以听基督徒的音乐。
We can even educate our children in Christian schools.
甚至是把我们的孩子送到基督徒的学校里面。
We can even work for degrees.At Christian universities.
我们可以在基督徒的大学里面拿到我们的学位。
We can freely plan and attend worship services throughout our country.
在这个国家任何一个地方，我们都可以自由的来去参加一个敬拜。
Isn't that something to be thankful for?
这个不是我们值得感谢的东西吗？
We have the resources and the opportunities to use the helmet of salvation.
我们有资源，也有机会来使用戴上救恩的头盔。
The sixth piece of armor is the sword of the Spirit.
第六个军装是圣灵的宝剑。
The sword was a weapon used for both defense and offense.
这一个剑，是既可以用来做防守，也可以用来做攻击的。
The sign of the Christian soldier is in his use of the Word of God.
那基督徒的精兵可以使用的这一个宝剑就是神的道。
By knowing the Word of God and living in obedience to the Scriptures, we are protected from the onslaught of the enemy.
我们晓得神的道，并且可以顺从神的道，这样我们就可以得到保护，也可以抵挡敌人的猛攻。
And we fight and win battle after battle, day after day.
我们可以日复一日的每一天的得胜。
Remember, that's what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的。
When he was attacked by Satan,
当他被魔鬼所攻击的时候，
he foiled them with the word of God.
他就是用神的道来挫败了魔鬼。
He used scripture to disarm Satan, who could not stand against the force of the power of the word of God.
他所用的就是神的话语。那魔鬼面对神的话语的时候，他没有办法去抵挡这个强大的能力。
When's the last time we thanked God for his powerful word?
Which feeds us.
When's the last time we thanked God for his word that encourages us and protects us?
我们上一次是在什么时候感谢神用这些道来鼓励我们，来保护我们？
Well, you see, there is more to be thankful for than we might think, isn't there?
我们看到的，我们有很多比我们已经想到的值得感恩的地方要感恩，不是吗？
We could and should be thankful for more than just the material things in life.
我们可以，我们也应该为着我们超出，为着我们所要感恩的，并不只是为着物质上的东西。
There are spiritual blessings which are far more valuable for us Christians.
我们在我们的灵魂里面所得到的祝福，远远的超过那些物质上的，来让我们为此而感恩。
In just a few days, we'll have the opportunity to share them with one another.
再过几天的时候，我们就有机会彼此的来分享。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, we will bring words of encouragement.
那弟兄姐妹，我们希望我们的分享里面都会有神的道，有鼓励。
That we will be aware of the spiritual blessings that we have been faced or have been given.
让我们也意识到我们所受到的属灵的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.